talked about ribbis here.
Years ago.
Though, but that was like
3 years ago.
So, the Nesivus writes in his Savo, in his will to his children, he writes that before you go to work, you have to become Baki in Hilchus Ribbis. He doesn't say other things. Mistama, the pshat is because, you know, Gezel, the person, I guess he knows when he's being a little bit shticky, and when it comes to other things. So, Pachasa Yoitza, a person can more or less stay away from problems, I suppose. But by Ribbis is not like that, because Ribbis, the major, pitfall of Ribbis is that many Ribbis situations really look to us, number one, very innocent, and number two, look to us like a great opportunity and a great chesed. In other words, our ideal of Ribbis is we think some Shylark, he's got a lot of money, and this poor guy Nebuch, he has a house and it's caving in and he has no money and it's very, very sad. And he comes to you and he says, listen, I need money, I don't have money for food and I don't have money for this. And you have money coming out of all of your, all the different pockets that you have, and you have lots of pockets in your clothing. And you say, okay, here's $1,000 and you have to pay me back $1,200 by next week, or I come and I take your roof. And I don't have any money. And then the person comes after a week and then it accrues and says, okay, if you don't pay me back, well, $1,300 now by next week, right? So I take your daughter. And then, you know, it's accruing, but I don't have any money. Right? And then after another week, it comes back and he says, okay, if you don't pay me back another $400, right? So then I'm going to cut off your leg. And that's why we, you know, tend to think ribbis is some mean, terrible thing. And that type of ribbis, we understand, has lots of bad midas to it also. But ribbis, the pitfall of ribbis is that ribbis is mamish one of the most beautiful chassadim in the world. It's a wonderful chesed. It just happens to be the Torah says if you do it, you don't come back in Tchiyas Hameisim. But you know, it's mamish a beautiful, beautiful chesed. And I'm going to give you an example of such a beautiful chesed and all different chassadim today. And I'm not going to talk, I must admit, sometimes when I give shiur to Bachar on ribbis, I talk about Bachar type ribbises in Zachin and whatever, which are, you know, low scale ribbis. I mean, you know, it's the same lack of Tchiyas Hameisim, right? But I want to talk about the real, you know, credit card, mortgage shilas and investment shilas that come up that you will, if you wouldn't have went in with this attitude, you know, our attitude was like ribbis must be something mean. Like Gezel is something mean, and I know I'm ripping you off. That's not nice. It's not nice to do that, right? So then, when you have that attitude, so then when you'll be in the world of, I mean, you know, even when you'll be in Keitel, but you'll do business on the side. So when you'll be in the worlds of business, investments, and mortgages and things that come up in life, so then if your attitude was, this is not a mean thing, so then you won't think it's us. So I'm going to show you wonderful chassadim today that are ribbis deraisa, that are, oh, 5 or 6 lavim. According to the Gemara in Bava Metzia, and you know the story of Rabbi Akiva Eiger, right? Yeah. Rabbi Akiva Eiger, there was a terrible person in the town. He was a Malva Ribbis. Come on, you know that story. He was a Malva Ribbis. He used to lend money in Ribbis. And when he died, so the Chevra Kedisha decided that they're, you know, this guy was the known Shegetz in the Shtat. So they told his mishpacha that, you know, it's going to cost a little bit extra to bury this fellow. Well, our father was chayte. Why do we have to suffer? He says, look, everybody else is 5,000 rubles, and for your father, we want 20,000. You know, like he did it to us, we're doing it to him. So they went to Rabbi Akiva Eiger, and they asked Rabbi Akiva Eiger, do they have a right to do such a thing? It's like, you know, what shaykhis, you know, like a mida k'neged mida. So Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, no, they're right. Rabbi Akiva Eiger said, because since Taisus and Bava Metzia brings down that it's a medrash. Taisa brings down that a person that's malva beribis, he doesn't come back in Tchiyas Hameisim, doesn't come back with us. So Bezai, everybody else who gets buried, he's renting the kever. Eventually, he's gonna leave. Mashenkein, your father's buying. To buy a kever costs a lot more. So Bezai, 20,000 rubles, kiveger. So you know, ribis is very serious. Very serious. So I want to tell you nice, beautiful chassadim of ribbis, of stories of such beauty and shenkai, and you'll see that it's perhaps that these people will not be seichet to come back. Of course, we do tshuva. We always do tshuva. But let's give you a nice, beautiful story. There's a young man comes back from Kollel, okay, or a bacher. He comes back from yeshiva, and he doesn't have such a good credit rating. Up there he does, but over here it don't work. Yeah. So he walks into the bank, and the bank says to him, okay, you know that nice guy behind the mortgage or broker, right? Mr. Goldenschnitzel, we would love to give you a loan, you know, and we need to see your credit rating. So was meant as credit rating, you know. So you say no, we just need to see, like, you know, show us some of your portfolio from the last few years, and you know, maybe we'll be able to give you a big loan. And right, he's got a big suitcase there with lots of money. So he says, well, like, you know, what, give us something from the last few years. So you say, oh, I learned Ksuvis, and what was there learning this month? Psachim. I learned Psachim, and even the hard stuff in the middle with murdering cows and sheep and whatever. And we even did that. Sheep and Psachim. What are you talking about? Do you have anything to show for, you know, in the world of geld and monetary? Oh yeah, I did Bat Metzia. It's a Bat Metzia over there. Don't work. You ain't getting a mortgage. Yeah. So you walk out of the thing. All of a sudden, he doesn't have that smile. Mark, get out of it. Hey, oh, get out of here, Mr. Goldenschnitz. So you come home, and you tell your father, you say, Dad, I can't get a mortgage. I can't get a mortgage. I'll do anything for a mortgage. And I'll prove you'll do anything. Dad, he's going to give you a loan for $400,000. And you're going to be willing to give him back six. Right? You're going to give him back $600,000. And you're happy, because that's like kept as a good rate. He's letting you pay it over the course of the next 37 years. Right? But you come into your father, I can't get a mortgage. So your father says, all right, don't worry. Hey, I give birth to you. Hey, I put you through yeshiva. Walks into the bank. Ah, senior Mr. Golden Schnitzel, the big schnitzel. Hey, Shalom Aleichem. Says, No, you. Forget it. We know already. No problem. How much money do you want? That's all we want to know. Vivel geld dafste. He starts talking in Yiddish. So he takes out $400,000. He puts it, senior Mr. Golden Schnitzel. He gives him the money. And he comes home. Imagine the tzaddik that we're talking about now. Could you think in your mind of a bigger tzaddik? Right? He takes $400,000. And he says to his son, here, Anshul, Herzog Chaim, this is your money. This is the mortgage payments. You know, take care of it. Imagine, but what do you do for such a person, right? You know, what do you do? Mamish, you want to honor him at a dinner. You know, what do you want to do for such a person, such a wonderful person? Can you think of a bigger chesed? I could buy a house now, right? I could buy a jet, right? I could buy a wife, maybe two, right? I could buy a lottery ticket for the Kollel. I could buy so much. And that's a beautiful story, no? Is Mamish a beautiful story? Okay. Hold the story in your pocket for a minute. Okay? Listen closely. Just hold the story. I didn't say anything yet. Listen closely. Now, somebody lends you $100. He says, look, I'll lend you the $100, but tonight you pay my makolet bill. You go and pay my makolet bill, please. Okay? So you say, I call it bill for Shteitzach. How much is it? He says it's Berach, $100. No problem. You take the $100. Gevaldike chesed. I needed $100. You can think of a bigger chesed. You walk into the makolet. You're hoping that the makolet bill is a little bit more than $100 so you can like thank him. Right? Because that's normal. That's money costs money. You walk in there, they tell you the makolet bill is $107. Okay? $107. You pay the money. Do we all agree that that's ribbis? Everybody agree? I didn't put the money in his pocket. Everyone in this room agrees that's ribbis? Yeah. Does everyone agree that if you knew beforehand that it was more, that's ribbis deraisa? Yes, just say yes. I'll tell you when to say no. Right? That's ribbis. That's ribbis deraisa. Nobody ever argued, ever will, or ever should argue on that. Ever. Okay? Now let's go back to our story. Okay? Dad gives you... Dad got a loan of $400,000. If Dad doesn't pay that loan, meaning he lent you that money afterward, he handed you that $400,000, and you are not able to make those payments, okay, something happens, who does the bank call? They don't know Junior Golden Schnitzel, okay? Who do they know? They only know the Alter Mr. Golden Schnitzel. So they send him a letter, Mr. Goldenschnitzel, right? You didn't pay for the last 3 months, right? And you know, like the love and partner of Vayner Kimmoshel Shaw, he's not as happy with you anymore. So what happens? Who's going to get in trouble? What's the answer, everybody say? Don't worry, nothing's hard yet. Yeah? Which Mr. Goldenschnitzel? Senior Mr. Goldenschnitzel, right? Senior Mr. Goldenschnitzel, right? Right? So far, it's so simple. Don't even know why I'm saying it, right? Now comes Senior Mr. Goldenschnitzel, and 4 months go by, right? So they send over people that are big because they want to take the washing machine, okay? They come into the house, right? And they take his washing machine. Why? Because who does the bank know? They only know Mr. Senior Goldenschnitzel, okay? That is called a makolet, right? That's a makolet that he has a bill to pay in the makolet, Mr. Alter Goldenschnitzel. And you lent your son $400,000. That has nothing to do with the money you borrowed. That's not my problem. There's two separate loans that took place over here. I borrowed from the Goyish Bank, no problem. I can give them no problem, right? I now lent my son $400,000. That's between me and him. The way that we convey a loan, who's the loan, what's considered a loan, is where's the liability? Where there's liability, that's the loan. So me and the bank, that's one loan. You have no connection to that. You're paying me $400,000. So now you're allowed to pay me one penny more than $400,000? No. That's with Mr. Reiser.
Slow.
One second. I borrowed $400,000 from my father. Right now,
you borrowed 600.
No, I did not. That's not true. Slow. That's why we broke it up slowly. My father went to the bank, got $400,000. What is the amount of money I handed to my son? 400. I only got 400. Now I tell my son, you have to pay back $600,000. Okay, to who? To me, because he's not paying to the bank because there's no liability between him and the bank. Now this case. Right? It's a davar muskim between all of the paiskim that ever lived and ever should live. Right? Because there's no shaili here. It's just it's when you break it down and you put it into the perspective, you see again, just like you understand, the makolet bill is between Mr. A and his makolet. I borrow money separately from Mr. A, and now I pay back, my responsibility is to pay A. He lent me $100, I'm only allowed to pay him back $100. If I pay back his bill, so then, and it's extra, that's called I did ribbis. Perega, you understand how to mechalik this, and you say, he borrowed from the bank $400,000, that's his responsibility to give back to the bank. How much is his bill in the bank? $600,000. That's his problem. Now he lends the $400,000 to the son. How much is he allowed to give back to his father? $400,000, not a penny more, or they both don't come back in Tchiyas HaMeisa. Before I go back, is that clear?
So if the father wants to borrow for his son, he has to pay $200,000 out of pocket.
Right. That's what the whole idea of here is. I want to show you cases of ribbis. Just a moment. I just want to show you. Ribbis is such a beautiful chesed. Don't think your attitude is you think ribbis is some mean guy, right? Eating your toe, right? Because you didn't have enough money to pay. Ribbis is beautiful. Ribbis is such a beautiful chesed. You can't explain this to a guy. That's what the pasuk says. Because by us, it's ki amil chachicha. It's a brother. A brother, you never charge ribbis to. Right? It's a brother. You don't never charge ribbis to a brother. You don't charge. So you say, but I'm not charging my son for carrot, right? I'm just doing what's fair.
But he's putting his reputation on the line. Shouldn't that be worth money?
No. Slow. You know, let me give you a case that's even easier. That you'll be able to appreciate that.
Can I ask one question?
Yeah.
Okay. If a father borrows money for his son, does he necessarily expect the son to pay it back?
Oh, yeah, he gives him the credit on a mortgage.
Is he going to mun his son in Bezdin? The son didn't pay it back.
Doesn't matter, but he gives him
it's not really Alva.
That is Alva. I'd like to meet your father.
No, why isn't the whole loan a matana?
It's not a matana. Wait. You know what? Somebody in a shir, where is he? No, it's not here. It's like I said. Somebody in a shir where I was, his father, in the middle of the shir, asked a similar type of a question. Right, and he didn't stop. He kept mutching. And he said, "No, it's not true." That son. So I said to him, "You know, yeah, you got to stop the guy after a while." I said, "How many sons are there?" right? Four. I go, ah, so in the Yerusha, it's like that too. You understand what I just said? In other words, right? Again, in the Yerusha, it's a matana, so that's not a chelik. Let's say this guy's got $2 million. So each child in the Yerusha is supposed to get $500,000. So we're going to say that, no, he's also going to get a share now. This son, you know, the other sons, they made it on their own, right? But this son, we're going to say, look, that's a matana that I gave to Michayim, right? And no one's going to have a kasha that, like, he should get, we know how these things really work. The way they really work over here is that you tell your kid, you know, you're getting, this is your Yerusha, Michayim. That's how it goes. You know, I'm not going to, your brothers are going to get a little bit more now because you're getting yours, Michayim. It doesn't work like that in normal families. In normal families, he doesn't just give a matana. He says, I'm borrowing $400,000. Here's the $400,000. It's your problem because you don't have a credit rating. So I do have a credit rating, so they're giving me the loan.
The father didn't want the money from the son.
Let me give a different case. Let me give a different case. Of course he's going to money, but he's not going to pay. Elamai, you want to know if he's going to go to Beis Din? But there's a lot of times I don't go to Beis Din because it's not going to be Nakishmak. Somebody just ripped off Rabbi Kallis. All right, let's get personal. Somebody just ripped off Rabbi Kallis.
Yeah.
Right? He ripped me off. Right? What do you mean, ripped me off? He said, he hit my car. Right? Hit my car. Right? I know. Don't worry. We have to fix the license plate again. Right? It's going to cost me. He doesn't know that I have somebody who knows how to fix license plates. Right? It's going to cost me 200 shekel and whatever. It is not worth it for me. But you know what? You want to hear the real story? I'll tell you the story. The story was this Sunday. I come out of shul, and the two cars. I'm walking across the street. Why these things always happen to me, only Hashem knows. But the two cars are I look outside the shul, and it's like on a hill. In Ramat Shlomo, everything's hills. So there's a car like this, attached like this. Right? Oh, I look. Ah, poor guy. Poor guy. You know, someone forgot to put on the handbrake. I come outside. I get a little closer, and I know where the poor guy is. Yeah? And his car is on my car. I can't even... I think I mentioned last week, right? My car is a scratch, right? I explained this last week. I don't have a scratch. It is a scratch, right? And I can't even back up and get out because his car is going to come with me, right? So, you know, I go into the shul to try and find the fellow, right? You look in. This is a green Hyundai. Do you know what a Hyundai is? Yeah? It's a green one. And it looks like a green Hyundai. And I can't explain. I come in. I'm trying to find the guy. And I'm just thinking to myself, please don't be an Altiyid, you know, because it's got a whole matzav and stuff. So I walk inside. I'm like, does anybody know who that is? And that he goes, yeah, he's in the mikvah. It's 9:15 in the morning. It was 800 degrees that day. Right? It's 9. It's like 9:50 more. Now I'm not going to pay the 11 shekel to go inside the mikvah, right? So I'm outside the turnstile screaming, "Slicha, lemi yesh hayunde yarok." I'm the guy outside the mikvah screaming because everybody's in the minyan in the hallway screaming, "Shh." So finally, a nice chassidish guy says to me, "No, I'm not going to you know, we're going together in the turnstile. I have like a leg, and I'm going, you know, we're going through Isaiah, perilous, right? I come inside. There's about four people there. Berich, right? Sunday morning. It's not Erev Shabbos. Sunday morning. Mi yesh yarok hayunde. And there he is. Okay? He's putting on the gabkus. It's 800 degrees. He's putting on shleikis before he put on his shirt. He's putting on suspenders for shteis before he puts on. Because me, Lee, this is my machine gun. I said, you know, I said, so he says to me, no, it's a Ken design. I go, you know, Baruch Baraglov. You know, they tell him that his wife is, his mother, he died. No, he's here. He just walked into the Beis Din, right? It's here. The car is outside. He says, no, it's a Ken design. Because he has a disabled patch. So he tells me, I can park anywhere. I go, yeah, but you can't park in my car. And you understand? As I'm walking out, I'm just trying to explain to him, I don't want money from you. I don't want anything. I just want your car. I need someone to hold the handbrake so that I can get out. I'm not interested. Right? I pull back. The license plate fell off again. Right? Whatever. It actually made the color of the car look nicer because there's another scratch now. So, yeah, no, right. So now it's like, it's more of a... Yeah, no, it's like, yeah, deep, yeah. No, it's not worth it to me. That's not cool that he doesn't owe me the money or whatever. I'm Michael, fine. But about I could take him to Beis Din.
That
is not worth it. The father also doesn't want to take his son to Beis Din. But if Avadi gives it, $400,000? $400,000 he borrowed from bank because kid doesn't have a credit rating. So then he gives his son a $600,000 matana? I mean, I'd like to meet your father. My father don't give me no time. You know? Again, sometimes my father has like a business. He gives me like a welcome come back. They bring me his business card. It's like a $20 bill wrapped around it. You put like 600,000 of that around it. You know? But then let me give you one more case. Let me give you a case. Let me give you a different case beforehand. I think if you see the easier chassadim, it'll make these ones a little bit more, you'll appreciate this more. Just give me one more. A fellow has in the bank, he has $5,000 in the bank. Okay? It's not shlichus because the bank has nothing to do with him. It's
why
not shlichus. It's not a shliach because the
why
bank
not?
Is not.
He can pull it off.
Okay, stop. $5,000 sitting there. Just listen, could you think of a bigger tzaddik and bal chesed than this? Right? I have $5,000 sitting in the bank. Okay? In the bank, I'm getting ribis, whatever, it's goyim, heteriskis, whatever. And I'm going to get my $5,000 by the end of the year is going to turn into $5,500. Okay? Whatever. All of a sudden, a fellow comes to me. He says to me, I need to borrow $5,000. He's a trustworthy fellow, whatever. I tell him, look, you know, I don't mind. I'll give you $5,000. I just don't want to lose on it. I don't lose on it, right? So this $5,000, you know, whatever was there, you just do, right? You just do it. I'm the happiest person. It's just sitting there. I trust you, right? The guy says, of course. What do you mean? Like, I can't think of a bigger bal chesed in the world. The guy's giving me $5,000. What are the guys at tzaddik, right? That's ribbis deraisa for sure. Why? But what do you mean? He's not giving me something. He's giving me back what I would have gotten. But you don't have it now. You don't have it now. So that the loan, we have to convey in halacha, what is the liability? Here's $5,000. That's the responsibility. You have to pay back $5,000, not a penny more. The fact that you could have gotten something more for your money, that's every single case in the world of loans and ribbis. That is what money does. Money yields money. That's how it works. So if I tell you, here's $5,000, now you have to pay me back what I would have had. What did you just say? You just said the words in English, ribbis deraisa. Break it down again, the same case. Okay, I tell you that again, I give you cases that there's such a nice chassadim. You know that there's an investment going on. Okay? Investment going on. There is a word in ribbis that you must know this word, and if you know this word, this is like they say this word, they say, no tchias amesed. You don't come back. Right? You don't come back, the worms come. I heard from the Chevra Kadisha, my friends work in the Chevra Kadisha. It's over here, there's a fellow, Diamant lives in the neighborhood over here. Because when I learned to. He loves telling stories about Rishayim. This guy's the most geshmaki guy. He has stories and stories. He loves stories. I told him, what's the best one? Because he's always telling stories. The best one is the ribbis one. The best one is the ribbis one. I said, what's just the ribbis one? The ribbis one is that there was a person who was very big investor. Right? And I'll explain why investments can be a problem. You can make heter iskas and get out. You could make a heter iska with your father in that case. There's no problem in the case I spoke about. So make a heter iska. But if it's not a heter iska, it's a loan. Your father lent you $400,000. You're paying back six. So that's he said they put the fellow, it was a big investor, they were putting him into the ground. He said before he got even to the guy who was the digging and dust, the place filled up with snakes and worms. It filled up with snakes and worms. And this is, a Yerushalmi fellow. He says, Zindel. They're all like, hey, remember? Yeah, Vada. All the worms and dust and everything, right? And they're having a fight. Did it fill up before he got in or after he got in or whatever? This is like very real. Ribbis is very real. When they say the word, what's the word? You know the word. I saw you smiling. Right? The word is guarantee. It says in Yiddish sometimes, guarantee. Right? If he says the word guarantee, I guarantee that's the worst word in the world. Listen closely. You find out there's an investment. You desperately want to get in. What does investment mean? They're buying a building. They're buying a mine. They're buying a this, a that. They're buying something. So that one guy has here, he has the whole thing. He needs to put together a group for $2-3 million. This guy, he's putting in five. He gets somebody else who's putting in five. He's putting in. So he needs the last $400,000. Okay? So he gets together. He wants to get together four or five guys or whatever. He's not ever getting the money. He needs this money. He knows that if he can buy this building, this $2 million can now turn into $3-4 million within a year. And then, Okay? So he goes over to somebody, says to him, listen, I want to get you in. The guy says, I'd like to get in, Taka. like to get it, but this is my money for my chasana. This is my money that I have to play with. I don't. There's nothing I can do with this, right? So I can't lose this money. Now this guy needs the money desperately because he's about to lose this opportunity. Somebody else is offering 1.9 million, and if he comes up with two, he has it. Right? These are meisim b'kol yoyim. And in English, we didn't say the word ribis. You know, so mamela people punch it, tend to forget. This is called investment. It's an investment. I'm making an investment, right? But what transfers an investment from investment to ribis? Very simple. If you tell him, listen, you're putting in the last $400,000. I don't know if this investment is going to go bust. I don't know if it's going to work. I don't know if it's not. I believe that this investment is going to double your money within a year. So it's going to go from 400 to 800. I think you're crazy not to do it. And you also pretty much believe that. But you can't play with this money. So you tell him, listen, I need a guarantee. Okay? I need a guarantee. If he guarantees your money, so then it's either Shal Ribis Daraisa or Ribis Rabbanan, because what did he just do? He said, look, your $400,000 you're getting back. That's for sure. You might also, it might turn into five, it might turn into six, it might turn into, but I'll guarantee the money. You know what you just said in English? Once you guarantee, that's called loan. That's loan. Loan. So again, you think Ribis is some like mean, terrible person. Right? This guy, you mamish, you invite him and you make a l'chaim with the fellow. He's your best friend. Right? Ribis is the most beautiful thing. But when you break it down and you translate what you just said. If you didn't guarantee the money, you could lose it just like I could lose it. Then it's an investment. Then you can call it an investment. But if he says to you, the $400,000 that you lent me, why is it called a loan? Because anything you're guaranteed to get back is loan. What does loan mean? I lend you $100, I return to you $100. That's called loan. Once it's loan and on loan, you can gain. So you just did ribis deraisa. That's ribis deraisa. You have your $400,000 investment that could be turned into $500, $600, $800, and you're for sure getting back at least four of it. So that's called loan. Now again, go into all these cases. What?
You make a separate...
You could do hetariskas. You could do hetariska over here. I can make a hetariska, what? I don't really want to explain hetariska now because it'll take too long. But basically what a hetariska does is it takes it away from the stigma of a loan. It makes it that we're not making a loan over here. There's a risk factor. It turns it into a risk factor, which is a very, very low risk factor. And it's really not just a halva. It's more considered like a pikadon. It's a little bit confusing. But it works. It works. You basically... In English, you would call it a legal loophole, but who cares? It's a legal loophole that when worded differently, and there's a risk factor, it's not called that I have the proper guarantee, and et cetera, et cetera. And Echanami, if you take that hetariska, and you write that that it's guaranteed even against any other contract, which sometimes contracts say, so of course you just mevatled the hetariska, and of course, that's why there's still the same problem of ribis. But again, let's go back for a second. Now you appreciate this. I'll tell you the case again, but I'll tell you in cases that are in more your league. You know, there's more. You have a credit card. You have a credit card. And, somebody else does not have a credit card. Okay? So he asks you, can I borrow your credit card to pay something that I need to pay on the credit card? Okay. So you give it to him. How much does it cost? The credit card is a loan between who and who? Between the bank and your friend? Is the credit card a loan between the bank and your friend? No. Absolutely not. The bank does not know your friend. The bank, so that's a whole thing. You have to break everything down. The bank does not know your friend. The bank lent the money to you. The bank doesn't know your friend, Bichlal. So the bank lent you the money. Now, who has to pay the money? You. Who gets a bill in a month from now? You. You told your friend, listen, I don't, you know, hear no evil, see no evil. Just make the payment back to the bank. Put the money back in my account or whatever. Your friend did not do that. Your friend didn't do that. A month later, the bank says that, the money, I don't know, place didn't come in. So now you owe another $10, right? You got that bill. So you tell your friend, listen, you have to pay $110 to the bank. It's like Meissen Bekol Yom, and it's normal. And the friend says, of course, I'll pay. I didn't realize, I forgot, or whatever. It's normal, right? You caused that. Let's break it down. Who borrowed the money from the bank? Middle guy. I borrowed the money from the bank. I lent you $100. Letting you use my credit card means that I'm the one who has responsibility. I lent you the $100. How much do you have to pay back me? Not the bank. You have nothing to do with the bank. You have to pay me $100. One moment. How much money did you pay me back? You paid me back $110. Because you took care of a separate problem that I have with the bank. It's true, you caused that problem, but that's irrelevant in the world of ribis. That's the same case.
Can you charge for the use of
Sorry? No, because that's called I'm charging for money. Can't do that. You might be able to, like, you know, if I tell somebody
that's not worth anything.
Money is worth something. Yes, money, the whole world is based on money. It is worth something. That's right. That's called ribbis. Money is worth something. Money is worth. To borrow money is worth a lot, right? So you're right. That you just said. You just said ribbis. That's
miles?
Right. What
about miles?
Miles is better. Miles is better. Miles is a very good question. A lot of times a person will say, use my car. So I get points. I get miles. I get, I don't know, schnitzel, whatever. They give out all types of interesting things. Right? So you tell them, use my card. Right? That's better. It's no shaykhs that we spoke about today. You have to know a little bit of ribbis. But that's mutter. That's mutter. You know why?
Same way, because the bank doesn't know the guy.
No. It's more than that. Here, when you use my card, okay, who's giving me something? My friend?
No.
Who's giving me? Sorry. Some other third party gives me money when he... You know what that's called? That's the Torah only asserted ribbis me malve laloive from loive lamalve, from the borrower to the lender. But if I, as a result of lending you money from some other oifen, from some other way, I get a benefit that's not us or
Bechlal. Would you allow to be able to own a credit card company?
Sorry?
Say I'm a credit card company and you have a credit card.
So it's like a bank. Anytime.
I'm giving you miles, is that a problem?
You have no problem. You're allowed to give miles to, even if it's two Jews. There's no problem.
No, two Jews. Just
three Jews, right?
You use my credit card, I'm giving you 100 miles.
Yeah, Angel Zundel and credit card owner. Larry, okay?
No.
What?
I'm the bank, you're the credit card holder.
Okay.
I give you a credit card. Yeah. Can a Jew own the bank? Can a Jew give the credit card? Because he's giving, you're paying the $100 bill at the end of the month, and you're getting 100 points.
So that... from me.
Yes.
You're getting it from me.
Can I
so you have to do a heter iska. That's a problem. 100%. Banks in America, you know, usually you just think are goyim, but sometimes you have to find out if the major shareholder, his name is, I don't know, Goldenstift. Oh, like Goldberg, like a normal name.
What's called by the case of the $10 per friend, right?
Yeah.
The bank. Well, when you damage something, you have to pay it back. So
yeah.
Having it damaging your bank account, like he's charging extra, the bank is charging extra $10, so there's no problem if he pays it back.
What's the case?
Let's say someone damages your shirt, right?
Right.
So he has to pay back $10, right? So the $10 guy is damaging your bank account also.
It's a good shaila, but the damage is a separate thing, though. First of all,
just telling you, you damage your bank account, so just pay the extra $10. Like, sure, no problem.
He's only. I hear what you're saying, but you know, you're breaking it down even further. But it's really not like that. But actually, my liability to you is $100. And I'm telling you that because you didn't take care of me on time to pay the $100 you owe me, I'm making you pay me now extra. So it's like any time.
But
think about it for a second.
Right?
Anytime. Think about it. Anytime. Let's say you lend me $100. Nothing to do with my case. You lend me $100. And you're supposed to pay me yesterday, $100. And because you didn't pay me yesterday, now I lost the opportunity to go and have an investment or whatever, right? It's because of you, I lost $10.
Well, that's not to do. Here, no one's charging you $10 here. The bank is actually charging you another $10.
Let's say it would be totally as I think, right? I need my money back today. I lent it to you till today. If you don't give me back my money today, you know what's going to happen? I taka owe someone else, a guy, and he's going to charge me $10, okay? So then the halach is borrow. Even though you caused me this damage and I now have to take out $10, but it's always two separate things. So you're right, you didn't do a nice thing.
What about the rates?
Sorry?
So what about rates?
Come again?
Rates. I borrow money in dollars and I pay back.
Major problem. I mean, I can't go to all filthy service now, but there's definitely a problem. It's called the madad in this country.
How do you make sure it's right?
Come again?
Make sure it's right.
Did you charge a guy? Guy, you're allowed to charge ribbis. Guy, you're allowed to charge ribbis. I think the buses, it seems like the buses are leaving. Well, but maybe we'll talk about it a little bit more next year.
The rates. The rates are a huge problem.
Huh?
Rates.
Rates is a huge problem.